Wednesday, 27th of March, 2024. Maybe today. And I punished them often in every synagogue, and compelled them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly enraged against them, I persecuted them even to foreign cities. Acts 26:11. The words are not well translated. A more literal translation is, "And in all the synagogues, often punishing them, I, compelling to blaspheme, and exceedingly being maniacal against them, I, pursuing, also until, till the out cities, CG." In the previous verse, Paul explained some of the things he did contrary to the name of Jesus, including shutting his followers up in prison, etc. He now says, "and in all the synagogues." These words show that his trip to Damascus in Acts 9 was not unique. Outside of Jerusalem, he also went to other areas. Saying "in all the synagogues" indicates that he probably went throughout Judea, Samaria, and the area of Galilee. Wherever someone was reported as proclaiming Christ, he would head out on a mission to stop them. Upon seizing them, it next says, "often punishing them, I, compelling to blaspheme." The word translated as punishing, timorio, is used here for the second and last time. Its first use was in Acts 22:5, where Paul described the same events when he defended himself before the large crowd in Jerusalem. Helps Word Studies notes that the word signifies, quote, "to act as a guardian with the authority to mete out punishment," end quote. Therefore, Paul felt he was exacting atonement against his perceived foes. His words about compelling his adversaries to blaspheme are certainly intended not against God as he understood him, but against the Messiah, Jesus, as he misunderstood him. It could have included making people swear that they renounced the notion that he was the Messiah, denying being a follower of the Lord, agreeing that Jesus was only an imposter, etc. What Paul now calls blaspheming was at the time of his actions a service offered to God. Thus, he could claim, as he did to Timothy, that he acted in unbelief, 1 Timothy 1:13. As far as his success in compelling them, it cannot be determined if he ever was able to make them blaspheme. The verb is in the imperfect tense. Thus, it indicates a continued action or an incomplete action. Therefore, it cannot be said that he had any success at all from this verse. Rather, as Charles Ellicott paraphrases these words, "I went on trying to compel them." From there, he next says, "and exceedingly being maniacal against them." Here, he uses a word found only this one time in Scripture, eimainomai, translated as "being maniacal." Helps Word Study says, quote, "behave as a maniac, properly locked in the frenzy of rage, fury." Here, Paul describes his pre-conversion behavior as deranged, acting completely irrational, end quote. This is the description, then, of his emotional state, which he refers to elsewhere as zeal, Galatians 1:14, Philippians 3:6, etc. Paul was like a possessed or deranged man. He was obsessed with his duty of stamping out what he perceived as the cult of the Nazarene. His words of Romans 10:1-4, which speak of his people, Israel, marvellously reflect how he was. "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes." He was zealous for God, even exceedingly so, but his zeal was completely misdirected. Therefore, he next says, "I, pursuing, also until the out cities." This shows that he now understood his actions to not have been proper. The word translated as "pursuing" is a negative one. His words show that as he had actually persecuted others, what was happening to him by the Jewish leaders must therefore also be considered persecution. Their actions toward him were misguided. Life application. Paul was so single-minded in his determination to tell others about Jesus that he even went to the out cities to find and persecute his followers. When he had his conversion, he did the exact opposite, but in the same way. He went to the out-cities and passionately spoke of the goodness of God in Christ. He relentlessly redirected his energies to sharing the good news wherever he went. What is it that we do when we travel outside of our own town? Vacation time should not be a time for ignoring conversations about Jesus. Instead, we should be just as passionate about telling the people we meet about him as we are when we are in our own towns. Let us not erect barriers to where we will share the gospel and where we will take a break from doing so. Rather, may our zeal well up in us at all times. One reason Paul was chosen was because Jesus knew he would be passionate at all times about his duties as an apostle. In all honesty, he asks nothing less of us today, but he allows us to make our own minds up about how important our duties are to us. Let us stand worthy of our calling and be about the business of sharing this life-changing good news. Lord God Almighty, our actions reflect who we are and where our priorities lie. May we consider this and act responsibly with the days you have entrusted to us. May we be found pleasing in your eyes on the day we stand before you. To your glory we pray. Amen.
In every synagogue, I often punished them. I tried to make them say evil things against Jesus. I was so angry against them that I even went to other cities to find them and punish them.
Acts 26, verse 11.